Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh-Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Welcome back as we continue our discussion with Brittany Gaither, Nicole Dean, and Emily Miser of Crossroads Dance Indy. So not only are you doing this production in January, but you're also doing in December, mid-December, you're hosting a class titled Writing the Stories We Tell. So now tell us a little bit about this class, because I know it's a kind of a class where participants get to go kind of behind the scenes with you guys and look at each of these pieces that you've created. And so tell us a little bit more about this class that you have put together based on this production that you're doing.
Yeah, so we really wanted just an experience. We recognize that like modern dance isn't something that a lot of people have encountered with before. Like, we want to bring people in and have them feel like they're a part of the experience. And as we just explained, all of our processes are so different. And so we thought it'd be really fun to include people in those processes. At this point, we are wrapping up our final bits of choreography, and all of us have like created and put the movement on our dancers. But this is where we get to fine tune and do like editing, right? Just like a writer would go back on its like third or fourth draft. And so we have essentially written the stories we've told, are trying to tell. And now we are looking to have people come in and help us edit it and also get to learn a little bit. So the class will be an hour long, and it'll be broken up into our three sections. And everyone will get a chance to see one very small part of each of the three pieces. So how I mentioned, I have nine smaller pieces in my big piece. The participants will be able to watch that one piece and then give thoughts. Like, what do they see? What are they thinking? What do they like? What do they not like? So that I, as a choreographer, then have like a month and a half to work with it and see what does the audience see.
It's like, it sounds kind of like a critique group. If you ever went to a critique group or something, but a little more fun than that, because the people are actually getting to, you know, see the show.
they're seeing a little bit of the show. Yeah. And then the exciting part is that for those people who are like, modern dance, what is that? It's kind of weird. I don't actually know what that is. They get a chance to see like, how do we create? And then also we're going to get people up on stage and move, because that's what we do.
Oh, that's great. Oh, so that's so wonderful.
Yeah. So we'll get to learn a little section of each one.
With this class, I'm assuming that, you know, people with no dance experience through professional dance experience would be welcome. That sounds fabulous. I know it's Monday, December 13th from 6 to 7, right?
Correct. And you are very right. We're going 13 and up is the age range, and no movement experience necessary at all. In fact, we're hoping to have people who don't move much and want to come move with us.
That's right. Oh, and I'm sure after sitting in front of our Zoom, sitting in our chairs for over a year, I would love to get up and dance with you guys and move with you guys, but that sounds great. So now where do people get a hold of you to come to this class?
Yeah, so the class is also at Arts for Lawrence, the same place the show is. It's $10 tickets. And if you come to the class, you get a 20% off discount code for the show.
Oh,
which is
wonderful.
Super exciting. Yeah. And all of the information for the class is posted on our Facebook page, on our Instagram, as well as our website. It'll be up on our website very soon.
So easy peasy for people to sign up for the class. Yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
Great. That is so exciting. Now, how'd you guys even decide to add that into, you know, this full scale production? I can't even imagine saying, hey, I got a great idea. Let's host a class, you know, while we're in the middle of this great big production. Oh, you guys amaze me. I don't know when you sleep.
We really thought it'd be, we want to get new audience and new audience members. And, a feedback that I've gotten a lot is when I tell people I'm a modern dancer, like, What is a modern dancer?
Yeah.
People know ballet, people know hip hop, people know tap, but like, what is modern dance and how is it accessible? And sometimes people leave modern dance shows and they're like, well, I don't know what it was about. Like, they feel hesitant because it's different.
Yeah.
And so I just really want people to be able to enjoy the experience of modern dance. And I feel like this is a great way to get the information out about our show, but also give like a gateway to people who are like, I'm really interested, but I'm a little, I don't know what it is.
I think that's so smart. That's so smart. I can't even tell you how smart I think that is, because you're absolutely right. Modern dance is one of those phrases that people are like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what that is. That's so different. I can't understand it. But what you're offering is for people to come to the other side of modern dance and see exactly what it is, so that it's not intimidating and they realize it's telling a story through movement, just like ballet, just like tap, just like. I mean, yeah. you're it's such a smart thing to do. I have a feeling you're gonna have a modern dance interactive class like this all the time. You're just gonna end up hosting a class like this all the time, and you're gonna have to come up with a whole bunch of mini stories we tell, you know, to offer the class. I think you're gonna end up doing that. So I wanted to ask one other question about the production, the stories we tell. I think it was Nicole who said her piece, Come to the Table, is about 38 minutes long, correct?
Yes.
And so are all three pieces about that length? I feel like that's a very long dance, you know, for a dance. If I were one dancer dancing 38 minutes, I'd probably have a heart attack and die. So I know that's not the situation, but that feels like a full length, you know, performance. And from the performance side of it, are all three pieces about that same length? And am I right? Is that kind of a full length production atmosphere? I mean, I know you said at the beginning that the stories we tell is a full length production. And so what I'm trying to ask in my own crazy way is, are the three pieces representative of what goes into a full length production? Like if it was a traditional ballet, would it be act one, act two, act three? Would it be like that?
So in a traditional full length production, it can be broken up any number of ways, but usually they range around an hour and a half to 2 hours would be considered a full length production. In a ballet, that's one continuous story that has act one, act two, act three. Mm-hmm. The same story is being told, but broken up.
Right.
However, it's very common for dance companies, modern, ballet, jazz, any of them, to do different stories, or like to choose sometimes different parts of different ballets, or mm-hmm. different stories that are just shorter. They're not a 2 hour story,
right? You can kind of like get a highlight from something.
Yeah, and to break it up, or even the full story just is only that length, right. And have those be together, and you have intermissions in between them to break them up. You reset your brain, reset your body, and you go into the next one. So that's the format we chose to do here. So they're tied together because they're all stories that we tell, mm-hmm. but they're each individual stories.
Right.
And we just decided that's how we were going to divide up that hour and a half to 2 hours.
I love that. I think that's you guys are just so talented and so creative. I'm so impressed by you. I really am. I mean, it's just amazing what you're doing. And I really admire that you're putting so much of yourselves into these pieces, and at the same time, offering so much to the community and to the public to get involved and to learn more, not just about expressing oneself through creativity, but really about actual dance movement. That, you know, your chosen profession, you're offering your expertise to people through your class that you're offering in December and through the classes you offer all the time. So I just think it's fabulous. And I'm so thrilled that you have your production up and coming in January. That's just wonderful to hear. So I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate you guys coming on the show with me tonight. And is there anything else you want to let anybody know out there about all of the stuff that you're doing?
I would just say if you're still one of those people who is intimidated by modern dance, come take the class.
Yeah,
and peek behind the curtain.
Peek behind the curtain. I love it. That's a great way to end this little interview that we're doing. Thank you so much, guys. This has been so much fun. All the best. I can't wait to see and hear all about the final production. You'll have to come back and tell me how it went.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Go Crossroads Dance Indie.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.